All right, here we go. Episode one. Not gonna lie, I had absolutely no idea what I was gonna get on here and talk about today. Until last night. I knew that I was starting this podcast, kind of jumped right into it, just dived head first, kind of thing that I do. And I'm like, well, shit, what am I going to talk about? So, you know, I sat on it, I thought about it for a while, and I'm like, well, you know, where does everything start? Where does any kind of change begin? And so I was going back, I was taking things back to, like, you know, 6 years ago when I made, you know, like the first biggest decision to change my life. And then, you know, I'm like, well, where did every other change stem from that I've ever made since that point in my life? Every positive change, right? I'm talking positive change here. Like, so where did all that start? And, you know, it made me, you know, take a look at that. You know, what inspired it? And, you know, I came to similar conclusions every single time that, you know, every time that I decided to take the next step, every time I decided to move forward, it began with the single thought that, you know, something wasn't right, something wasn't adding up, I'm not happy, I'm not okay with where I'm at, something hurts, something is affecting me on a negative level, or I'm not content anymore, right? So it always started with something similar, something was missing, right? So I think that's where it really starts for just about anybody, like, just being, a lot of the time it was just being tired of doing the same old thing that I was doing and getting nowhere, right? Whether it be the job that I was working, whether it be making a physical change or diving into something mentally, you know, it was just, I wasn't content anymore. I wanted something different. I wanted something better. What I was doing was not working. What I was doing was not going to get me where I really, truly wanted to be in life. I'll go back to the first time that I made a conscious decision to change my life. And that was when I was sitting, you know, in prison. And I was there because of a drug addiction, and I was getting involved in things that I just got tired of being a part of, right? I just didn't want to do that anymore. I didn't want to hang out with the same people. I didn't want to feel the same consequences that I was dealing with on a regular basis, right? I wasn't happy. And, you know, like, that was the first time in my life that, you know, I realized that there's got to be something better. There's got to be something different. Now, that's an extreme version of the kind of changes that I'm talking about. This could be, you know, it doesn't have to be so extreme, right? I think about all the other changes in my life and, you know, being overweight, being a couple pounds overweight, being, you know, not being able to lift as much as I want to lift, or, you know, having a job that I'm not happy at, you know, because I've experienced all these things, right? Recently, I wasn't happy with my career path. I was torn between two different careers, and the one was just draining me of all my energy. I wasn't happy. Yeah, I loved the people that I was working with, but that was it. You know, I was coming home, I was miserable. I was intolerant, I was angry, I was annoyed easily. You know, so, like, that was it. I was tired of it, right? I had to do something different. And so I made the conscious decision to focus, you know, my life on the purpose that I knew that I had, right? Because I found my purpose a while ago. I just wasn't really fully committed to, you know, taking it head on. And so, you know, that was a conscious decision. Back to, you know, the family life, the freedom, you know, taking on certain things, because I wasn't spending enough time with my family on the weekends or whatever it was. And, you know, so all these things, and you know, it could be anything. It could be relationships, it could be work, it could be, you know, being overweight, being underweight, having, you know, difficulty breathing or doing daily functional activities, right? Like, I come across people that were just tired of not having the energy to spend with their kids or their grandkids. You know, so, like, it doesn't matter what it is. At some point, you know, we become aware that we're not happy, that we're just not okay doing what we're doing. And the thing is like, if I'm not happy now doing what I'm doing, to expect that doing the same thing is eventually going to make me happy is insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting to get different results, right? That is one of the definitions of insanity. And so to assume that one day I'm just going to wake up happy, one day I'm just going to wake up successful, one day I'm just going to make all these changes that, you know, are required, you know, without actually accepting that there's a problem, without actually, you know, realizing that something needs to change, without being open to that idea, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to be different. A lot of things, like living that kind of life, doesn't, it's not just a miracle that happens overnight. So, you know, that's kind of where it begins, I think, for everybody. Everybody that I've come in contact with over the years, you know, it was, they're just sick and tired of doing what they're doing and they want something different. So that's where it all starts. And again, whatever area that is in your life that's happening. So first step, accepting that there's an issue, accepting that there's a problem, accepting what is, and then taking responsibility for it, right? A lot of the times what happens is we realize we're miserable, we realize we're not happy, we realize that we're not living to our fullest potential, and then we start blaming other people, our environment, the world around us. And, you know, that's one of those things that can basically just spin us right down that same cycle of existence to where we're really not ready to move on. We're really not ready to heal. We're really not ready to forgive and let go and take ownership of our lives and take action and move forward because we're stuck. And so, while we know, while we're aware that there's an issue, we're not really ready to do anything about it, right? So there's acceptance, and then there's taking responsibility for our own lives, right? Going back to my example, right, with the addiction and prison and the job and all these different things that I used, you know, like, my actions led me to those points in my places. Now, I tried the path of blaming my childhood trauma, of blaming my self-esteem issues for my drug addiction and ultimately going to prison. I blamed society. I blamed, you know, other people. I blamed family members. And with my job, like, I blamed, you know, the fact that, you know, the world expected certain things of me and I had to do things that I wasn't really wanting to do, right? So I blamed others in the world around me. And that got me nowhere. And typically it gets nobody else anywhere except for the same place, right? Because you play that victim mentality and you can't move forward from there. You can't grow from there, right? Until you start letting that shit go, you're gonna stay stuck. So taking responsibility is huge, right? Because then you start waking up to realize how much power you really have over your own life, right? Now, there's a whole nother topic of, you know, power and powerlessness and what do I really have control over, but our actions are something that we can control, and our future depends on the actions that we take today. So accepting what is, taking responsibility of it, letting go, and choosing to change in a positive manner is going to get you way further in life than blaming others, staying in that victim mentality, thinking that you're in a position because the world around you has it out for you in some way, the universe is working against you. You're never going to move forward. Okay. So it's incredibly important. Take ownership of your life, right? Take responsibility so that you can take action. Like, play an active role in your own life and realize that the decisions that you make are going to affect you for a really long time and maybe forever, right? Everything that you do today, do tomorrow, every single day is going to affect the outcome in some way. It might not be the whole thing because the world does play a role, right? Your environment does play a role. Other people can affect you. But the future is hugely reliant on what you are doing in it. Anyway, so that's where change starts. Now, sometimes it is a little bit more extreme. And, you know, sometimes we have to get to that point where we're just broken, where we're just beaten down, where we just can't take it anymore. And I'm going to tell you right now, that is a beautiful place to have experienced. Now that I'm through it, it was horrible going through. It's horrible finally reaching that point in life where, you know, some people call it rock bottom. You know, where you are really sick and tired of being sick and tired of whatever it is. And, you know, that's where I needed to go. Not everybody has to go there. You know, and for everybody's sake, I hope that you don't have to go there. But, you know, I like to use the analogy of things being broken and cracks finally allowing the light to come in. Because what happens is when you finally reach this point where absolutely nothing that you're doing is getting you anywhere in life in a positive way, you start to become open to things that you weren't previously open to. Right? It kind of opens your mind. It kind of lets the light in. You kind of start seeing things in a different perspective. So, you know, if you're going to that point, you know, I don't want to say cherish it, but, you know, later on, I'm hoping you're as grateful for it as I've become, because gratitude is it's precious, it's valuable, especially when you're trying to grow in life, right? Being grateful for the path that you're on. Now, we're going to get into, you know, perspective shift in other episodes, especially when it comes to this particular thing, right? Experiencing pain, experiencing misery, experiencing any kind of hardships and obstacles and struggles and things like that. So we'll dive into that even more. But, you know, the moral of this whole episode, I don't want to say moral, the question that I want to leave you with, you know, is what in your life doesn't feel right, right? If it's you're working at a job that, you know, shows you no appreciation, you don't feel good, you don't feel like you're accomplishing anything, right? You don't feel like it's really your calling, really your purpose, you're not passionate about it, then maybe it's time to change. If you're in a relationship that, you know, is possibly a little bit abusive, or maybe, you know, you're just not feeling the same energy that you're putting out, that, you know, you're not getting that back, or, you know, whatever it is, you're emotionally distant, or maybe, you know, you're suffering in some other way. Maybe you're under or overweight. Maybe you're tired of being out of breath, not being able to have the energy for whatever. You know, what are you doing? Are you okay living that life? Is that something that you're going to accept forever? You're just going to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, maybe expecting different results, maybe just doing it because you're comfortable. And then there's that comfort in misery concept, right? Is that the life you really want? Is that what you think that you're really meant to do in the years that you're alive? Is just play the role that you're playing now, sucking it up, dealing with it. Because I'm telling you right now, there is always something better. There is always going to be something. Everybody has something. It's a matter of discovery. It's a matter of searching for it and exploring the way that you feel, exploring your likes, your dislikes, and finding passion, finding something that you're passionate about, something that makes you feel good, that makes you feel accomplished. It exists. It exists out there. Something that gives you the freedom to do the things that you want to do in life. It's out there for every single person, right? We can set boundaries for our own life in every aspect. I can set boundaries for my work life. I can set boundaries for my relationships. I can set boundaries for, you know, anything and everything. And I don't have to accept anything less. I don't have to accept anything less than happiness and the expression of my passion. If you don't think it exists, trust me, I get where you're coming from. But if you know deep down that something is missing, I'm here to tell you that it exists. Whether you know what you're missing or not, it is out there. Right? So please follow along in this journey. Let me help you explore and discover and find those things that make you tick, that motivate you, that wake you up every morning and make you feel like you are just King Kong about to go out there and crush every single fucking thing that you come across in life, every single goal that you set out to do, right? Whatever it is, there is something out there that's going to make you happy. Something out there that's going to help you fill the world with all sorts of fucking light. Right? Don't miss that. Don't miss that because you're comfortable living, you know, I don't want to say meaningless life because no life is meaningless, but living in an existence where you're just getting by and you're either making somebody else rich or you're spending all your energy for nothing. You're like, what are you getting out of what you're doing? Right? So really ask yourself, like, how is my life? Where am I at? Where do I want to be? You know, am I willing to change? Do I want to change? Because if you don't want to change, then that's fine. That's your decision. I'm not telling you that you have to, right? But if you are ready to change, if you are sick of living the life that you're living, if you know deep down that there's something better, then follow along, and we're going to go through the entire process together, because it's not a one-man show, right? We all grow together. We all flourish together. So, you know, that's where it's at. That's where I'm going to leave you guys. I'm going to leave you with that question. What am I doing? Right? Am I happy? Am I comfortable? Am I content? Am I fulfilling something in life that is worth fulfilling? All right, guys, I'm going to get going. You know, make sure that you subscribe, stay tuned, catch every episode. I'm going to be here regularly, so get used to hearing my voice if this is the journey that you're taking. I'm so excited to take it with you guys. Yeah. So anyways, take it easy. Have a good day. You know, question your existence and, you know, realize your potential. I will talk to you guys soon. Take it easy.